Rick Pitino stepped down yesterday as coach and president of the Boston Celtics less than 4 years after he was hired to save the NBA's most storied franchise, which had fallen on hard times. In spite of Pitino's efforts, the Celtics failed to make the playoffs during the first 3 years and dropped to 12-22 this season after a loss to the Miami Heat on Saturday night. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Boston had fallen on hard times, and now they're harder still.
Well, Pitino was supposed to ride in on some kind of white horse and save the franchise, and he has fallen from his trusty steed. And I think this is yet another example of absolute power may not corrupt absolutely in sports, but it rarely wins absolutely. Pitino was the president, the general manager, the coach. I think he was probably in charge of concessions on the side. And as a result, as often happens with these mega coaches who come in and insist on complete power, he didn't do anything particularly well, and the Celtics didn't get any better. In fact, as you point out, they've gotten somewhat worse since he took over.
He didn't coach well either?
Well, I don't know that he coached badly, but it's hard to judge because he was such a bad general manager. Now, he was a little bit unlucky. His first year, the Celtics were in a position, if they had won the NBA lottery, to draft Tim Duncan. But they lost the lottery, and as a result, he went to San Antonio. History might have been very different had the Celtics come up with the first pick in the draft. And I think when Pitino took the job, he was counting, because the Celtics had the most ping pong balls in the lottery, on coaching Tim Duncan. He never got to do that. But I also think when you're trying to do all these other things, you get distracted from that which made you a star, which in Pitino's case was coaching.
Why do successful coaches think they can be general managers too?
It's all ego, Bob. They don't want anybody telling them what to do. And in the case of college coaches like Pitino, like John Calipari, who went from being a superstar at UMass to being a failure with the New Jersey Nets and now is back in the college ranks again at Memphis, they get used to having absolute power, no one telling them what to do, because they're the biggest star on campus. Rick Pitino ran the state of Kentucky when he was the coach at the University of Kentucky, and to get him to leave, the Celtics had to say, you can run everything. In fact, Red Auerbach, who's now 83, had held the title of Celtics president forever. It had become mostly just as out of respect to him that he still held the title. But Pitino, when he came in, insisted that Auerbach give up that title so that he would be the be-all and end-all, both on paper and in fact.
What happens now to the Celtics?
Well, if I were the Celtics owner, Paul Gaston, the first thing I'd do is I'd call Red Auerbach, and I'd say, Coach, what do you think we ought to do now? And what I think Red Auerbach would say is, you've got to go out and hire a good general manager. You need someone who understands personnel, and let him be responsible for hiring the next coach. And whomever the next coach is, tell him you are just the coach and nothing else.
And what's next for Pitino?
Back to college ball. There are a lot of rumors that the UCLA job is going to open up at the end of this season. I think he would go there if it did. I think they would hire him, given his track record in college ball. One other thing worth remembering, he is very good friends with Steve Wynn, the casino owner who wields a lot of power in Las Vegas, and the Nevada Las Vegas job is also open right now.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.